It's time now to get behind the headlines of this week's Hendersonville Lightning with editor and publisher Bill Moss. Lightning Thursday is brought to you by Fletcher Park Inn, independent Christian retirement community. Fletcher Park Inn, Henderson County's best kept retirement secret.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to Lightning Radio, Lightning Thursday with Bill Moss, editor and publisher of Hendersonville Lightning and HendersonvilleLightning.com. Bill, thanks for wading your way over here to the station this morning, and good to have you back after a one-week hiatus. You were in Raleigh last week.
I was indeed. Thank you. Yeah, was able to paddle over here, and glad to be back with the community.
Yes, sir.
Wet though it may be.
Now let's just catch people up. You were coming over here from Flat Rock, of course, so you were able to cross over by Blue Ridge Community College. No flooding yet, but it's obvious that it's on its way.
No, that's right. No roads closed yet, but I would expect, if the forecast is true and it's heavy rain, there's heavy rain out there right now, that the usual suspects for flooding and closed roads will happen after a while. Already high water that you splash through in some of the usual low spots, so look for that and be careful. Don't go out if you don't need to.
Yeah, absolutely. And we are on a flash flood watch in Henderson County until 12:45 p.m. today. So the Lightning is on the streets, and it is in your mailboxes. Hopefully you don't have any leaky mailboxes. Lightning is on the radio, and we're going to get behind the headlines of this week's Lightning right now. Let's start, Bill, with the front page. Ivy Crossing Subdivision would add 74 homes off of Fifth Avenue. We've already seen some action over there, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
And we talk about that in this story. Not more than a half a mile, really a few blocks away. If you go on Highway 64, we just had, I think in maybe last week or a week before last issue, story about the senior apartment development, which was 129 units that the Laurel Park Town Council approved. Well, this is really more Fifth Avenue. It's going to be, it would be off of Fifth Avenue and Westbrook Road, really the corner there. It's, you don't think of this big of a, unless you go out and look, and I mean, nearby neighbors know about it, but this is a big piece of vacant, undeveloped, woodsy, it's woods basically, land. It's 16 acres that could be developed for this. I think it used to be known as Windsor Autry. Now, I guess corporate name is Windsor Built Homes. It's the old Eubank property. It goes back to late 1800s in the Eubank family of the insurance and real estate and other operations, the old Eubank and Eubank. The Eubank brothers from long ago and in recent times as well.
Yeah.
The Spence Campbell family and Marianne Campbell, it's their property. And they hope to sell it and make this development of single family homes. It's not townhomes, it's not apartments. They would be single family and looks like about a fifth of an acre or a little bit larger lots, fairly small lots, but fairly big homes.
It's interesting that there's that big of a plot of land right there in that area that's still available.
Until I went and drove through it, interestingly, for a historic footnote, where does the name Ivy Crossing come from? That little road, which is basically the driveway that goes up to the one big house on there, is called, or the family called it, Ivy Drive or Ivy Lane, I think it was. And I think they always referred to the property as the Ivy Lane property. So this would become Ivy Crossing. And until you drive up that little narrow, not even, I mean, just wide enough for one motor vehicle, you don't know. You don't know that whole little woodsy area is there. And, of course, in the neighborhood compatibility meeting, and I'm sure come Monday at the Hendersonville Planning Board meeting, and then next month if it moves that quickly in March to the Hendersonville City Council. We're going to hear from neighbors, as they said in the neighborhood compatibility. We're not for this. This is where deer and animals, fox, birds, things, habitat live, and this is too dense. We'll hear all that about traffic and about density, but that will be another one. And we got Taproot Dairy coming after this.
And no matter how you feel about all this, talk to any real estate agent, and they will tell you real estate has, you know, it typically slows down December, January, February. It's not slowed down at all, and their only issue right now is inventory. Don't have the inventory.
Exactly right. It's not slowing down. The growth is not going to stop. We've talked about that here on this radio show for going on 8 years now, and you know what's happening? Baby boomers, and it's not going to end. More people are moving here. They want to move here. They need houses about like this. They're not huge. They're 1,500 to 2,200 square feet. We have some pictures here of them, some renderings of what they look like on page 23 on the jump that look like they're bigger than, I wouldn't call them cottages, but they're a good size for that market. And they're going to go somewhere. And if they don't go here, they're going to go to another county. And I guess we won't get that growth. Or that'll put so much pressure on the price of existing houses that they'll be even less affordable than they are now.
Any idea what sort of price range these homes will be at Ivy Crossing?
Oh, yeah. They say they're at starting in the low 300s and up, I think it is.
Okay.
We've got that in there. You can check out that story. And we have that. We have that as well for the Taproot story.
Okay, fantastic. Let's touch on something. Of course, it's politic time with our primary being moved up. Of course, our primary is just in a few weeks now. It's the first Tuesday in March.
One-stop voting starts a week from today.
Yeah, one-stop voting is 1 week from today. We're hearing it all, seeing it all. It's just so much is going on political-wise. Talk about this story a bit, if you would. This is something that, was featured on your website, but also in this week's Lightning. This Second Amendment sanctuary thing about the county. The county has just declared Henderson County a Second Amendment sanctuary. What's that all about, Bill?
It's about a growing trend. Really, North Carolina's have been a little bit behind two adjoining states, Virginia and Tennessee, in this trend, this movement of gun rights advocates to go to mostly county commissions, in some cases city councils, but mostly to county commissions and say, hey, there's a threat out there of gun control. We're hearing about red flag laws. We're hearing about trying to regulate assault rifles and other sorts of either incremental or more broad gun control measures. And they're saying, you need to take it. You are elected county commissioners, our elected leaders. Y'all need to take a stand that you won't allow this kind of gun control that we feel like goes too far, and that this advocacy group feels like is not constitutional according to the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. So they went we just left a development, a sort of a NIMBY, not in my backyard kind of movement. That gets a lot more, that gets a maybe not a bigger crowd, because the room was full on Monday night when they passed this. But this was pretty cut and dried. I mean, yes, there were, and we have a picture here of the Moms Demand Action Group. That's John Owens making some remarks saying, you know, we don't really need to be a sanctuary county for gun rights. And it shows Mary Hill Henry, who just happens to be the grandmother of Riley Howell, who has been held up as nationally, not just regionally, not just in the state of North Carolina, as a hero in a college classroom.
Just recently
for having basically sacrificed his life to save others. There would have been, according to authorities, many more dead if Riley had not done what he done. Well, it turns out his grandmother is well known as a retired teacher in Edneyville, is a known person in this community, and she says she's not for the gun rights, and she stood up, didn't speak, but stood up and held, as this picture shows, held this large picture of Raleigh, saying, you know, guns can also cause great damage and tragedy to families. Like I say, it was the crowd was overwhelmingly in favor of it. There was more cheers in favor of the people that said they wanted the gun rights protected than the other side. So county commissioners approved it in a 5-0 vote.
So ultimately, what does that mean? The county commissioners can say, "All right, we're a gun rights sanctuary for Henderson County." But if something from the state or something federally comes down, does it override that?
No, it couldn't do that. These resolutions, this resolution in particular, and I actually had one. A county commissioner wrote an email to me, actually saying, "Well, is it really a Second Amendment? Is it really a Second Amendment sanctuary? It more just upholds the U.S. It's broadly written. It does mention the Second Amendment, to be sure, but it's broadly written to support the United States Constitution and the North Carolina Constitution, saying we won't do anything that is." That goes against the North Carolina, both constitutions.
Okay.
I don't think they would say if the Congress or the North Carolina General Assembly made some sort of new law, let's say about background checks, would Henderson County say we're not going to obey that law? I don't think it does that.
Okay, that was my question.
I don't think it would do that.
That was my question. All right, we'll be back in just a moment with Bill Moss, editor and publisher of Hendersonville Lightning and HendersonvilleLightning.com for Lightning Radio.
Lewis Williams & Sons is the area's largest distributor of mobile home supplies. Whether you need doors, windows, plumbing, or skirting, Lewis Williams & Sons has anything you need for your mobile home. Visit Lewis Williams & Sons in sunny and friendly East Flat Rock at 300 West King Street, just down the street from Case & Builder Supply. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 till noon. Lewis Williams & Sons, 692-8216 or online at lewiswilliams.com.
Tempo Music Center is still so covered up fixing instruments and stuff that people bought on the internet for Christmas that Mike and the staff don't have time to count inventory, so they'd rather sell it for less than have to take time away from repairs to count it. So it's the best time of year to save on quality instruments, book amps, and anything musical. Tempo Music Store on Main Street's Don't Buy From the Internet or We'll Have to Fix It inventory sale. Going on now at Tempo Music Center.
Hi, folks. Chris here at Diamond Rush Jewelers. Well, it's almost the big day, Valentine's Day, and maybe you need a special gift for that special someone. Well, we are glad to help. So come see us in downtown Brevard and, of course, convenient parking in Laurel Park Village. You're important to us, and we'd be glad to help with this Valentine's Day.
This is what most people's heart rate sounds like when they're getting their taxes done. And this is what a heart rate sounds like when you file at H&R Block. Because they have upfront transparent pricing. So you'll know the price before you begin. No need to sweat a thing. Oh, and that is the sound of my stomach demanding tacos. Upfront transparent pricing. Just another way, it's better with Block.
Jewelry weaves the pattern of our lives. Let the Goldsmith by Rudy on Main Street in Hendersonville provide a beautiful memory for your Valentine this year with a fabulous Citizen Eco-driven watch for him or something that glitters and shines for her. Rudy has something for everyone.
And we're back with Bill Moss, editor and publisher of Hendersonville Lightning and HendersonvilleLightning.com for Lightning Radio. Bill, Let's stay a little on Four Seasons politics, if we can. Interesting story that came out this week that started, of course, in on your website, and that's Linda Bennett, apparently was being blamed for some audio. Apparently, she was saying "Never Trump," and she was called out for it. What's the story?
Yeah,
what's
that's
the story here?
Basically
what's the story
it. Linda Bennett is. It's a very interesting situation going on in in the Republican primary for the Republican nomination for the 11th congressional
Mark Meadows
district
seat,
which all of a sudden, one day before filing close, became a very interesting free for all for that nomination. Already was pretty crowded, and then a couple more candidates on the Democratic side got in, and there were 12 candidates on the Republican side. One of them's dropped out, so there are really 11 still active candidates on the Republican side. And one of them, Linda Bennett, plunged in at the very beginning. We already had some coverage of that. Well, how did she know? Did she get the inside track? Did she get a tip from Meadows? That's never been proved for sure one way or the other. But she did, right from the start, have the endorsement of Debbie Meadows. And then all of a sudden,
Mark Meadows.
Last week, then she had the endorsement of Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan of the Freedom Caucus. But, of course, Mark Meadows was the important one there. And then
I found that very interesting.
That was very interesting, and looked like she maybe she's going to be one of the front runners in. We don't know who. I got a copy. You might have too. Many, many hundreds of, if not thousands of people, got a copy suddenly of this audio tape from back in 2016. I've probably listened to it 12 times. So we transcribed it. You can read the whole thing. I think we published it word for word in this week's Lightning, and it was on HendersonvilleLightning.com. Of the words that she said, doesn't deny that she said them. Says the context, of course, is all wrong from what her opponents say. That she prefaced that these words are not on the tape. She says she prefaced that in this conversation, sort of heated debate. Kind of argument that was going on in September 2016. We prove with an interviews some separate interviews. I think we got four different people that were there. Some that defend her version of events and one that doesn't. But she says she prefaced this whole thing about I'm never Trump. I'm not going to. You're trying to get me to work for Trump. I'm not going to do it. Never Trump, never Trump, never Trump. She says she prefaced that with the words, this is what I'm hearing. And she's come out since then at least once with a press release saying that we cover that whole thing. It's a long story that has everybody's point of view. Starts on page 2, and people can see that or read it on HendersonvilleLightning.com. That'll catch you up with Linda Bennett. And did she or didn't she? She did say the words. What was the context? Read the story to find out.
Right. She said the words. She's just saying the tape was doctored to not put the words in beforehand.
She does say that. She does say that the audio has been doctored more than Nancy Pelosi's eyes. So that is her big applause line. And,
oh, boy.
That's her story, and she is right now sticking to it.
All right. Let's stay on
Go ahead.
I was going to say, let's stay on politics, but let's get even more local if we can right here for Henderson County. County Commission candidates saying they're ready to serve.
Yes, they are.
Looking for a Grady Hawkins seat, right?
We've got two seats. And only two candidates in the primary for those seats, and that is David Hill and Stephen Mace for the District 5, I think it is, seat held by Grady Hawkins in this round for two terms. Grady Hawkins is retiring, and David Hill of Zirconia and Stephen Mace of Hendersonville, lives out Canoga Way, are running for it. So we had we saw them at a Republican meeting. It's been a couple weeks ago at the Dixie Diner, and just have a write-up of kind of sort of their opening arguments, more introducing themselves, why elect me. They talk about their background. David Hill has been, he's a native, and he's been a longtime member, and he's been a past president for quite some time, not currently, but for quite some time served the president of the Green River Community Association. He's married to a betting field, so there's lots of betting fields in that Green River Zirconia area, of course. He serves on the Blue Ridge Fire and Rescue Board. He served on the County Cemetery Advisory Committee. and would like to serve now. Stephen Mace talks about he and his wife will be empty nesters, and he, too, is offering to serve. Stephen Mace has got a lot of ideas about collaboration and working together. More than some candidates talk about. That's kind of been his main plank, is that we need to talk across jurisdictional, across city boundaries, across the from the county to all the cities, and collaborate more and work on some of these problems, whether it's roads, infrastructure, water and sewer, work on some of these problems together.
So they are both running for the Grady Hawkins seat, correct?
That is correct. They are running, and the Republican, there's no Democrat that has filed.
So this primary is going to make the decision.
The primary will decide the next county commissioner from District 5. Correct.
Interesting. So you can find out more about them here in this week's Lightning. Let's stay a little on politics. Beth Stang has been announced as a public offender. Talk about that story, Bill.
It was a good thing that happened on Monday morning. You had Paul Welch, who was the first actually appointed full-time one of these that we had, or at least in recent times, when Paul Welch got that appointment in 2007 as to lead the public defender office. Well, Paul Welch is retiring. Congratulations to him. He did retire on January 30th, and that gave way to the appointment of Beth Stang. She's from Mississippi. She's been in that office for quite some time, and kind of moves up then to lead that public defender office. She was sworn in on Monday morning by Superior Court Judge Peter Knight. There was lots of folks there. It was kind of a funny scene there. There was attorneys there and clerks and the usual group behind the rail. If you've ever been to a Monday morning district call out of criminal, it was criminal district court, Judge Kim Gasperson, Justice, and then a whole audience of criminal misdemeanors, sort of bewildered, looking on. Well, we didn't know we were coming to a ceremony. But great for Beth Stang. She's been a really good public defender, and now she leads that office. Kind of a funny scene, but we got a nice picture here and her husband, John, getting sworn in.
Well, that is a perfect lead-in to pages 6 and 7 here in the Lightning. And, Bill, this is something in our little community we don't see a lot of, and now we've got two full pages of the Hendersonville Lightning with it. Page 6, 8 charged in big meth trafficking bust. Page 7, 4 charged in assault robbery.
Yeah, we got a regular perp walk going there on both those pages. Looks like we got a total of about 12 headshots of the perpetrators. That meth bust was a big deal. The other one, not quite as. That was a kind of assault and robbery situation. But yeah, we got all the coverage of that. Pick up your Lightning and see if any of your friends and neighbors happen to get caught up in that.
And then you add one more to it here too, and that's the East Flat Rock fella that was charged with theft from the new GNB Energy office over here.
Yeah, I rode by that. That's got a big tall fence around it. Looks like it's pretty heavily secured, but he managed to get in there and tried to steal some trucks.
Oh, interesting. Hopefully that's not a sign of things to come.
No, I think it's a sign. Really, new sheriff, as new now, Sheriff Lowell Griffin has been, you know, it's according to how much you publicize these things. There's always a lot of arrest. All of our law enforcement agencies, I think, do a good job of arresting our drug trafficking entrepreneurs. But I think Lowell Griffin has got a pretty aggressive drug squad, and they're trying to make some busts. And in that case, that was a big roundup that they had been working. I think it was more than a pound of meth, and that's a pretty big deal.
Wow.
So we hope it's not widespread, but whenever you see a bust, you can assume it's less widespread than it was the day before.
Right, absolutely. Let's end this week's Lightning Thursday on a positive note. Of course, WTZQ's Big Tales in Town is coming up on the first Saturday of May, along with Blue Ridge Humane Society's Strut Your Mutt 5K and the Furry Scurry 1 Mile. And you've got a story here about Air Force veteran talking about a rescue, Molly the Rescue.
Mm-hmm. Dogs, dogs, and dogs. We got on page 24, Air Force veteran Adam LeGrand. Nice big picture of him and Molly, who is a rescue. She's not a rescue from Blue Ridge Humane. She's a rescue from the pound. She's a rescue from the Henderson County Animal Services. Back in 2015 or so, after he came by, he enlisted as a medic in the United States Air Force, Adam did, and he served, was deployed over a 10-year span many, many times in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom, Operation Enduring Freedom, and Operation Noble Eagle. And what then was discharged, medically discharged for some injuries and PTSD and even traumatic brain injury related problems. And he felt like he really needed, and he got a really good rescue in Molly. There's a picture of Molly here, which reminds me of that Vietnam Veterans Letter thing happening this Sunday. Heard your interview about that. That was a great interview. That's coming up on Sunday. People might want to check out as well.
At Flat Rock Playhouse, exactly. Tickets go on sale at noon. That was incredibly interesting. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, it was. And so we got that. But, yeah, and then keeping with dogs. So people can check that out on Tuesday, March 24 at Champion Hills. That's a Blue Ridge Humane Society Cause for Paws luncheon. Uh-huh. Check that out by going to the Blue Ridge Humane Society or calling Larissa Griffin, our friend Larissa Griffin, who's now moved over to Blue Ridge Humane. Call her at 692-2639, extension 304 to get more information or sign up to attend that event with Adam and Molly.
Fantastic. Bill, we got a call from a listener just a moment ago regarding the roads and flooding areas. Tracy Grove Road right now, about 3 inches of water is on the road. This caller is saying it's still passable, but go very careful because it's real easy to hydroplane on that.
And that probably, that term passable probably won't be true for long.
For much longer.
So you're talking about all the usual suspects, the one I just rode through where the soccer field there is there that at Blue Ridge Community College. Of course, our Hollywood and Vine, Spartanburg Highway and Greenville Highway, probably going to close at some point. Canoga at Irkwood might even, where Mud Creek crosses there. So look for that, or as we said a while ago, don't even go out.
Right.
You don't need to go to the supermarket yet. Wait till tomorrow.
Publix will be fine, though.
Publix built up.
Exactly.
Publix built up 10 feet.
Absolutely.
So Publix will be okay. They might be an island. If you can chop her in, you might be able to get. I don't know if you can get to it. You know that, yeah. They're going to be doing a lot of work over there on White Street pretty soon.
Absolutely. Bill, we have literally just touched on this week's Lightning. There's still so much in between the pages of this week's Lightning, which is on the streets and in your mailboxes. How can people get a copy, Bill?
They can go to any of the Lightning Racks, Hendersonville Lightning news racks all around the county, or actually they can just stay at home and sign up for All Access through our new digital All Access, which will get you a copy at home, where they can join the rest of the Lightning Nation and get their Lightning today by U.S. mail, or and they can find that by going to the website and clicking on subscribe, or by calling Jan at 698-0407, or coming by to see us at 1111 Asheville Highway.
You've been listening to Lightning Thursday with Bill Moss, editor and publisher of Hendersonville Lightning and HendersonvilleLightning.com. This and other episodes of Lightning Thursday are available via podcast at WTZQ.com. Click on air and scroll down to Lightning Thursday. Lightning Thursday is brought to you weekly by Fletcher Park Inn, independent Christian retirement community. Fletcher Park Inn, Henderson County's best kept retirement secret.